We're Unitarian, so everything about our religion is just a little bit different. So what we're doing is hosting a vegetarian version of the fish fry, the standard fish fry.
Tell me how this concept grew. What led you to decide this was something a Unitarian church needed to have as its own fish fry?
Well, many of our members come out of a Catholic tradition. So socially, they've been used to having fish fries to go to, and it's a big thing in St. Louis. And I was going to local fish fries, and I decided that I would really like to go to one where it was all vegetarian, and there wasn't one. So I decided that it would be a good thing for our church as a way to bring people into the church to kind of get to know the church in a relaxed way, as well as to promote vegetarianism, which is part of our kind of our overall core values of our church.
When you approached the church leadership and said, I want to do this, what was their first reaction?
Well, the reaction of some of the longer-term members here was, no way. You don't know the culture at this church. Everyone here drinks wine. We're very sophisticated. We don't want to get into this sort of world. And I said, well, you know, I think it would be a whole lot of fun. And we could raise some money, too. It would be a good fundraiser. There was definitely a cultural component of resistance at this church to it to start. But they've really come around. I think traditionally, fish fries have been kind of a blue-collar experience, or that's how people perceive them to be. So it was a little bit of a tough sell here. So I'm glad we made it. I like being a part of something that's happening in town and being part of the greater community, and this really puts us right in the thick of it.
So what do you serve at a non-fish fry if you can't serve fish?
At a non-fish fry, we serve falafel, hummus, dolmadas, vegetarian chili, a Mediterranean salad. We try and do things that are fresh and interesting and appealing to people who are vegetarian and people who just want to try something different. We take off work so we can cook all day in the kitchen, and some other parents in our religious education program and I get together. We cook the night before and somewhat the week leading up to it. There's a lot of chopping of onions involved, so there's a lot of crying. And I'm walking around overseeing, making sure people are getting things right so that we can put everything together on the day of the unfish fry. And then it's just one crazy day making enough food for, you know, over 250 people.
So who do you get coming to an unfish fry? Does it end up being, you know, now a thing where people include it on their list of the ones they have to hit?
I think absolutely people are coming here who otherwise would never set foot in a Unitarian church ever. And I think that's awesome. You know, I like spreading the word about our faith, and I like serving great food. And so we've got both things going here. So we have people come in who are just here because they're vegetarian and they just know it's a great vegetarian dinner. We have other people come in because they've heard the food is awesome. We serve homemade entrees, and we try and use fresh and local ingredients where possible. Other people have no idea, and this is just yet another fish fry on their list, and they come up and they don't know how to pronounce falafel, and they don't even really know what it is, but they're more than willing to give it a try. You know, it's cheap, it's affordable. We want everybody to come in and have a great time.